It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Here's an update on transmitter problems in Hazard and Pineville. First, the tough one, Hazard. We're awaiting a response from an insurance adjuster about that situation, hoping our claim of possible storm damage will provide some funds to help us get a new transmitter on the air. As for now, 90.9 is still operating at about 500 watts. That's about 5% of the normal power for that station. As for Pineville, that station at 90.1 has been off the air for about a week and a half. Our engineer is working to install replacement parts to get that transmitter back at normal power, by the way. We hope to have good news on that front shortly. The outage was apparently also a result of a thunderstorm. About 2 weeks ago, we had a message via Facebook from listener Gene. He wrote, "I am a resident in Pikeville, Kentucky. The broadcast signal is so weak at 95.1 that you cannot hear it unless your ear is right up to the radio speaker." Engineer Bill Browning made a trip to Pikeville to work on the transmitter. He made a few adjustments that we hope have resolved the issue that Gene was hearing, or not hearing in this case. John responded to a recent Thursday morning show. I listened to Eastern Standard on the History Mobile. They didn't know where Cane Ridge Meeting House was. It is in Bourbon County off Highway 57. It is a shrine/museum. We're interested in your feedback, whether it's about technical matters, programming, news, or any other aspect of what we do at WEKU. Send it directly to weku@eku.edu. Leave a voicemail message at 859-622-1657. Post on Facebook or the website, or send a tweet at 889-WEKU. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning at 6:49 and 8:49, or in the afternoon at 5:33 on 889-WEKU.